Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships. Helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about the five love languages. Love therapy is the use of psychological techniques to help people who are in love. It can be used to help people who are having problems in their relationship or to help people who are not in a relationship, but want to be in one. The five important love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. When you know your love language and your partner's love language, you can start to work on your relationship. You can also start to use love therapy to help yourself if you are not in a relationship. If you want to be in a relationship but don't know how to start, learning about the five love languages can be a good first step. People who are in love often feel happy and excited. They may also feel sad or scared. These feelings are normal. Love therapy can help people deal with these feelings and make their relationships stronger. It can also help people who are not in a relationship learn how to be in one. If you want to learn more about love therapy, talk to a psychologist or counselor. What happens in a love therapy session? A love therapist will usually meet with the couple or person who is seeking help and will ask them about their relationship. They will then try to figure out what the problems are and how they can be fixed. The therapist may also give the couple or person some exercises to do at home in order to help them improve their relationship. Love therapy can be helpful for people who are in a relationship but are having problems. It can also help people who are not in a relationship to learn how to be in one. If you want to learn more about love therapy, talk to a psychologist or counselor. If you want to be in a relationship but don't know how to start, learning about the five love languages can be a good first step. The five important love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. When you know your love language and your partner's love language, you can start to work on your relationship. You can also use love therapy to help yourself if you are not in a relationship. Love therapy can help people deal with the feelings they have when they are in love. These feelings are normal, but love therapy can help make the relationship stronger. Talking to a counselor about love therapy. If you want to learn more about love therapy, talk to a psychologist or counselor. They can help you figure out if it would be helpful for you and your relationship. Love therapy can be helpful for people who are in a relationship but are having problems, as well as people who are not in a relationship and want to be in one. Learning about the five love languages can be a good first step if you want to be in a relationship. The five important love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. When you know your love language and your partner's love language, you can start to work on your relationship. You can also use love therapy to help yourself if you are not in a relationship. Love therapy can help people deal with the feelings they have when they are in love. These feelings are normal, but love therapy can help make the relationship stronger. What are the five love languages? The five love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service. When you know your love language and your partner's love language, you can start to work on your relationship. You can also use love therapy to help yourself if you are not in a relationship. Love therapy can help people deal with the feelings they have when they are in love. These feelings are normal, but love therapy can help make the relationship stronger. If you want to be in a relationship but don't know how to start, learning about the five love languages can be a good first step. The five important love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. When you know your love language and your partner's love language, you can start to work on your relationship. You can also use love therapy to help yourself if you are not in a relationship. Love therapy can help people deal with the feelings they have when they are in love. These feelings are normal, but love therapy can help make the relationship stronger. Who can benefit from love therapy? Anyone who is in a relationship, whether it is new or long-term, can benefit from love therapy. It can be helpful for couples who are having problems communicating or who are struggling with issues such as trust, jealousy, or anger. Love therapy can also be beneficial for people who are not in a relationship but want to be in one. It can help them understand what they are looking for in a partner and how to attract the right person. Love therapy is a type of psychological treatment that can help people who are in love. It can be used to help people who are having problems in their relationship or to help people who are not in a relationship, but want to be in one. The five important love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. A love therapist will usually meet with the couple or person who is seeking help and will ask them about their relationship. They will then try to figure out what the problems are and how they can be fixed. The therapist may also give the couple or person some exercises to do at home in order to help them improve their relationship. Why is knowing your love language important? The answer to this question is twofold. First, it is important to understand how you give and receive love. And second, it is important to understand how your partner gives and receives love. Once you know these things, you can start to build a foundation of love that is based on mutual understanding and respect. For example, if you know that your love language is words of affirmation, then you will appreciate it when your partner tells you that they love you. Conversely, if your partner's love language is physical touch, then they will appreciate it when you touch them or hug them. It is important to understand your own love language as well as your partner's love language, so that you can both give and receive love in a way that feels good to both of you. This is the key to creating a lasting and fulfilling relationship. Our conclusion: knowing your love language is important because it can help you build a foundation of love in your relationship that is based on mutual understanding and respect. If you and your partner understand each other's love language, you will be able to give and receive love in a way that feels good to both of you. This is the key to creating a lasting and fulfilling relationship.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.